O Lord, speak joy into our silence through the stirring of the angels' hymn. Breathe thy hope into us, not for our sake only, but the sake of those to whom, with thy hope in us, we may ourselves bring joy and peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Angels we have heard on high, singing sweetly through the night. There are all kinds of references to angels. And an angel, I guess, very simply, is one who communicates the inescapable presence of God. Sometimes in the visit to a manger. Sometimes in the singing of a Christmas hymn. Often in the reading of Scripture. And also time and again, found in the very vicissitudes of everyday living. For angels we have heard on high. There's a wonderful passage in the Gospel of John. After the resurrection appearances, a couple of strangers seeking truth and seeking God ran into the apostles, and they simply said, "We would see Jesus. We would see Jesus." Often it seems that the angels are the ones who allow us from time to time to see Jesus. And it's in those moments that we can sing, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee." This morning I would like you to let your mind wander during my short homily. Think and reflect on when moments in your lives you have experienced the angel's call. Sometimes in your experience with other folks, or in reaching out to nature, saying, "The heavens is full of the glory of the Lord." Sometimes in the singing of hymns, as I said, or the reading of Scripture. This morning I would like to share three of my experiences with the angels of God. And they come only once. Only one of the three is to be found in the church or an organized religion. The first one I speak about is the wisdom of a boat builder in Connecticut. The second one, the generosity of two football teams in southern Ohio. And thirdly, a famous parable of Jesus in Luke 15. 2 years after I graduated from college, I was driving back to northern New England from New York City and stopped to see a friend in Mystic, Connecticut. Hadn't seen him in, as I said, 2 or 3 years, and we were just catching up. And after we had lunch, he said, "You know, I'd like you to visit my friend Earl Brockway, who just lives down the way here. Very interesting fellow." I said, "Sure." Earl Brockway was a boat maker. He made skiffs, wooden skiffs, from scratch. And they ran from 14 to 17 feet. Now, Earl was semi-retired, and he had his little garage where he made his boats, his skiffs. And people were lined up 2 or 3 years down the line to get one of the two boats he would build a year. When you go in there, it was really kind of neat, like it was going into an old hardware store. Benches and things, and all his present skiff on the floor. And then you'd see coffee cans, glass jars, staples and screws and nuts, glue, everything he needed to put these things together. And on the way down to visit him and say hello to him for a few minutes, my friend told me that the myth around here is that his skiffs are unsinkable. And so after meeting Earl, I said, "Earl, I hear that your skiffs are unsinkable." He said, "Not quite, almost." I said, "What's the key to your success?" He said, "Every boat, whether it's smooth sailing or rough turbulence, must know its true center." Every boat must know its true center. And the strangers came up to the apostles and said, "We would see Jesus." Christmas is a time, it seems to me, through music and sacrament and family relationships and giving to people in need, that we see the light of Christ in our own lives. You must know your true center. G. Jake Porter had X syndrome. He'd come to class early, and his teacher would show him each day how to write his signature. His brain would become clouded by this horrible disease, and he was not allowed to play any sports. But he loved the football team and the guys on the team, and he asked the coach his senior year, could he just come out to practice? And the coach said, you can't play because the doctor said you're not allowed to, but I'd love to have you come out and exercise and be a cheerleader for your classmates. And he did that. The last game of the season was at home, and Jake's team was leading 42-0 with 1 minute to go. And Jake's coach called timeout and brought his team together and said, we're going to get the ball to Jake, and he's going to kneel down after the snap, and he would have played in one game. Well, the other coach was even smarter because he called timeout too and got his players together. They had another plan. Out on the field came Jake with his 10 teammates opposing the 11 others. They snapped the ball to Jake, and all the players spread out and gave Jake the whole field. And they started to say, run, Jake, run, Jake, run, Jake. Jake sprinted down the field as fast as he could go, which wasn't very fast, with all the players, 21 following him, saying, run, Jake, and run, Jake. He crossed the goal line, and a whole bunch of hands went up. Touchdown, touchdown. You can say that day in the stands, there were lots of tears, and there were lots of smiles. Sir, we would see Jesus. Jesus has an amazing ability to tie up his teachings in the Gospels by giving us memorable parables. In Luke 15, which I just mentioned for a minute or two this morning, Jesus gives us the story of the prodigal son. It's three stories, really, back to back, about the same theme, that is, lost and found. Now, you remember the prodigal. We all have them in our families. He went and kind of blew everything he had, his inheritance. He had nothing left. He decided to come back to his home and to his father, expecting he'd be rejected. And his father saw him at a great distance, and he ran out to see him, and he put his arms around him and embraced him. The son was expecting nothing, and the father gave him everything. Not material goods, he had already spent those, but the love of his father. He embraced him. It's amazing how the angels come to us that we've heard on high. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, the things before you and the things behind you are small matters compared with the things within you. Angels we have heard on high, and on this Christmas day, we come to give thanks to God for all those glimpses of his presence among us. Amen.